Hello, everybody, coming at you with another English podcast. Okay, I said it a little low because I'm like sitting down in Hollywood Studios, people all around me, and I just decided to record this. But anyway, I want to talk about choice. There's this girl that just messaged me on Instagram and she's like, hey, I want to move to Buenos Aires the way you did, and I'm not sure. I feel conflicted. And I started telling her, I was like, okay, but do you understand that you can make a new choice every 10 seconds? And I know this is like a weird concept to get right now, but like sit with me and sit with it, because then you will realize your power. For example, right now I'm considering of many options that I have. Okay, they were just fixing the trash can. Of moving back to Miami. You know, and there's like, I shared this with somebody and they immediately thought of all the like kind of reasons why I can't. They're like, why didn't you just pay a full year in Buenos Aires of rent? Didn't you just like get your papers? Didn't you just blah, blah, blah? Like, how are you going to move to, like, isn't your contract that you have almost, like, just all this shit. And I told the person, I'm like, when I want to do something, I don't focus on everything that's in the way. I focus on where I want to get, and then I just kind of like make it happen. I mean, I do see what's kind of quote unquote in the way, but I don't shut myself off to possibility. Like, the apartment that's like, that I already paid a year's rent of, there's a thousand things I can do with that. I can maybe move to Miami and make way more money anyway, and like, who cares about that money? Or I can rent it out on Airbnb, or I can talk to the owner. I mean, there's just so much. And you know what? I can keep choosing every 10 seconds. Like right now, I can decide, that's it, I'm moving to Miami. And I can start working on the plan. I can talk to the owner. I can do this. I can do that. I can start looking for Airbnbs. I can pay for the Airbnb. And then if I want to, I can decide the other way. It's like, it's almost we forget, like, once you make a choice, it's like, that's it. You can't re-choose. You can re-choose your whole life. Okay. And yes, there is some balance that needs to be worked on with this, with commitment, right? When you commit to something, but there's a wisdom there. There's a wisdom between like what you want to choose and when you're like avoiding or procrastinating. It's a different energy. Choosing it, and from a place of empowerment, is light. Okay. Choosing to like avoid something feels heavy because it's like a part of you is wanting it. In fact, I'm going to make a podcast right now about what's light and what's heavy. I'm going to do that in a second. So watch out for that podcast. You can go listen to that. But anyway, yeah, you have choice. So whatever you've been thinking about choosing, know that you can choose right now. And then you can choose again in 10 seconds. And just this whole dialogue of like, no, these are my resources. I've already been teaching you guys. You could create whatever you want, independent of what seems quote unquote possible. You can also choose whatever you want, and you can make it happen, and you can choose something, you can start working towards it, and then you can choose something else again, and 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 you can choose again, and again, and again. You can choose to get into a relationship with someone, and then you can choose to break up with them, and you can choose to maybe have them again. And maybe, you know, after you broke up with them, they don't want you again, right? Okay. Well, that's a whole another topic. I believe you can get whoever you want according to your, like, if you just believe you can have it, you can create your reality. I'll make a podcast about that too. But I don't know. It's kind of like this idea that like, I don't want to choose or re-choose because then I am more limited in my resources. It's like making choice. It's like, it's kind of getting out of limitation. The limitation of there isn't enough money. There isn't enough resources. There isn't enough energy. There is, trust me, there is. I'm going to start working on audios and stuff for you guys to start working on your abundance mindset, because it's a mindset, bro. Like, no, it's crazy. Like, it really does change everything. So anyway, coming from an abundance mindset, I just like this, let me tell you, this idea that like I need to choose because my resources are limited, that is an illusion. Your resources are not limited. You have this crazy fucking life force within you that doesn't end. Except for when you die, and I haven't really gathered all my thoughts around death yet. But that you can keep creating. You can lose all your money and you can make it again. You can read books, like you can do shit. And you know what? The worst case scenario doesn't rarely ever happen. So you can also just like relax and focus on possibility. That's another tip here. What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? When you're making choices, it's almost like you limit yourself down to like two things you see. newsflash, there are a billion things that can happen. A billion, quadrillion, jillion. So keep asking yourself, what is this, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And let yourself start choosing and choose, and start practicing. Choose this, you know, I choose this Starbucks. And then if I want to choose another Starbucks, I will let myself spend the $5 choosing another Starbucks. Now, let's say I don't have the $5 to choose another Starbucks. I can still choose the new Starbucks and go find $5 or go make $5 or wait on that decision until I can, like, you can choose and then create the resources yourself. You know, you, by the way, you can do this. You're not a little kid who depends on his parents for everything. Like, you can create your motherfucking life. Will it be easy? No, no one ever said it's easy. Will it be fun? Yes, it'll be fucking exhilarating. So fun. So start realizing that you have this life force within you and you are resourceful. Start identifying yourself as resourceful. I'm able to create what I want. It takes time. It took me like 2 years to really get like to this mentality. I've been especially working on it in the past week or so since I've been in the United States, and I'm remembering all the old ways I used to think, like, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. It's bullshit. You can afford everything. Maybe not in the very moment. But if you choose to be able to be someone that can afford two Starbuckses in one day and just drink one of them and just or drink five, you can choose to be that person and then start gathering the resources for it. What's possible here? Okay. Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. I'll put my email in the description. Let me know your thoughts on this and how you want me to expand on the topic. Love ya. Bye-bye.